Recorded live from the heart of the Bakken, it's the Williston Works Podcast.
Welcome to the Williston Works Podcast, brought to you by the City of Williston. Williston Works brings you in-depth discussions with the entrepreneurs, small business owners, and investors who are getting it done in Western North Dakota. I'm your host, Sean Wanko, Executive Director of the Williston Economic Development Office, and I am pleased to have our guests today. We have Jeremy Stachowiak and Eli Black. These guys are the owners of the Range Indoor Golf and Shooting Complex, also a sports bar added in here. And great to have you guys on the show today.
Thanks for having us.
You know, this is kind of unique with the podcast because we're coming into season six now when we started to do this. And I always like to talk about the years that have gone by with the podcast. And it was one of those things where what we were seeing with economic development was, you know, we're out there trying to sell the community. And a lot of people were saying, well, yeah, you have to say that because you're the economic developer. So I said, you know what, we're going to put people who are getting it done. This is what the opportunity is here in Williston. I couldn't think of a better way to kick off season six than to have you two guys on here with the Range, because this is something that I'll tell you, the public had been asking for years. You look at the climate that we're in the northern climate. You can now golf throughout the season. You can come in and test your shooting skills throughout the season. You got the sports bar atmosphere. And I mean, it's just a tremendous addition to the city of Williston. But getting into it, let's talk a little bit about your background, where you come from. Jeremy, let's start with you.
So I'm from Wisconsin, and I have a retail management background. I worked with Home Depot for 12 years. That's actually what brought me to Williston in the first place. We had a satellite store here in 2014-15, and I was doing outside sales for them. And they closed the store. I moved back to Wisconsin, and Eli was instrumental in bringing me back to Williston. He's Williston's probably greatest cheerleader. And my wife was working for the city at that time and decided that this was a place where we wanted to be.
Yeah. And Eli, I mean, you're Williston native.
Born and raised, graduated class of 2004 from Trinity Christian School. I love this place. I left for some college, came back. I knew when I left, I would always be back here. This is where I want to raise my kids. I want to have a family. Williston just holds a special place in my heart, and it's going to take a lot for me ever to leave.
How did the idea come about here for the Range?
So Eli and I are both, we both golf, we both hunt, and I'm originally from Wisconsin, and our golf season isn't all year, but it's definitely longer than here. And what I found is that my golf game was suffering year over year and getting worse because I didn't have as much time to practice. Eli and I have talked about opening this for a number of years, and the shooting simulators came to light at a sheep show I was at a few years ago. And when I talked to Eli about that, we decided that that was the thing that would make it work all year and appeal to many different users as opposed to just golfers.
Sure. Again, and after talking with Jeremy, his wife, and my wife, I think it was an easy decision because hunting, golfing is something that I love. I want my wife to get into it, my kids to get into it, and it's something that I believe in. So it's easy to invest in something that you enjoy, and I'm glad that my wife signed off on it. So it was something that as soon as she gave me the green light, I was like, Jeremy, we gotta do this. That way we can golf year round. Because like you said, Sean, the season is so short, and there's a ton of people that are very transient that still want to come in here from down south that work here for the oil field and so many other just variations, and they just want to play golf year round, or they want to hone their shooting skills in too. So I think it was a perfect combo, and the city had been saying, we need another outlet for adults to have in the evening and in the future kids as well.
You could go out, you could buy a simulator and put it in somewhere, and you could golf throughout the season. But what you guys did is you put a top-notch facility together. I mean, these simulators, I've golfed on them, and they're the real deal. And they don't correct my slice any better than it does when it's out there in the real world. So, I mean, they're about as accurate can be. And I think the same thing with the shooting galleries that you see as well, just some of the activity that's happening with there. There's always something, you know, when I talk economic development in Willis, North Dakota, I say that all the time, is the word opportunity always pops up because there's always opportunity for something. It's not easy. I won't lie to people. It's not easy out there. There are some challenges to if you're a young entrepreneur, there's challenges to get businesses started. But it seems like if it's done right, if there's dedication to it, there's always that success, you know, carrot at the end of the day. And again, just like yourselves, you looked at this, you didn't put up a half thought out facility. I mean, this is the real deal. if you're going to come here. And again, we go back to the simulators being, you know, spot on. We go into the shooting range being, you know, state of the art. It's just really something that is the city of Williston can enjoy. So how did this thing go from an idea to opening the front doors?
Well, so after talking to the wives and like getting permission to kind of move forward with how that's what this is going to look like. So I initially reached out to economic development, one, to explore whether or not they thought that this would be a viable business in Williston, and two, to see what they could offer as far as help. So I worked with Keith significantly. He was a big help. He was able to help me put together a business plan that would work. He was very detailed in his work and really very supportive. And it really made a difference in being able to talk intelligently with Eli and our wives about what this is going to look like. And then once we came to the determination that we're going to move forward, they were able to provide us with some economic support, which really, really helped out, made this go from an idea to what you see now, and really opened the door to a lot more possibility than we originally thought.
Well, and that's, you know, you talk about with economic development, that is the approach we've tried to take, you know, over the last 15 years, is really an open door policy of, you know, no idea is too far out there. And we always try to sit down, we sit down with the Small Business Development Center to look at craft business plans, take a look at what the idea is, and then really, you know, help make a determination. Sometimes they're not always feasible, and sometimes we have to go back to the drawing board. In our case, we tend to get a little bit too excited, and we'll have entrepreneurs come in, and they'll have maybe a small idea, and by the time it's all said and done, we've probably got them into something much larger. But they've always been, for the most part, successful, what we've seen that. But it starts with, you work with Small Business Development, Keith Olson, like he had said, and then we get into our funding mechanisms, which is the Williston Star Fund. And again, the Star Fund, it's a 1 cent city sales tax where 3/4 of the penny goes into infrastructure debt relief. The other quarter of the penny goes into what we call the Jobs Creation Fund. And that's what we use with economic development startups. So it's everything from low interest loans to straight out small grant programs, just to get, you know, again, to help some of these businesses get going in Williston and help build quality of life in Williston. In that area as well. So some of the biggest things we're facing in economic development is, one, we've got a lot of ideas on the table, and surprisingly enough, it's finding the right space to have those ideas housed in. You know, you would think normally it's a capital issue, and that really hasn't been the case for us. You know, we're able to find the capital to get the projects going, but it's just finding the right area to go into. What was that like for you guys? How did you end up here in this space?
So we looked at several different places, and yes, the space is difficult, and really what it is, there's lots of space available, but the quality of the spaces that you're walking into, a lot of them are very industrial as opposed to retail or commercial. Many of them exist because businesses have left, right? So there's a lot of work that needs to be done to get your business rolling. So we were fortunate to find this place, and it just happened to be, I was driving by and saw the sign, and called Eric, and I told him what I was looking for, and he said, I have the perfect spot for you. And this has really been great. It was really well finished when we got it, and had power and internet and everything all over where we needed it. And with a little work, we were able to get in here and really accomplish what we wanted to with the space. The only thing, if it was a little bit bigger, I would like to be able to provide some, one, more opportunities for people, because we are pretty booked in winter, and I would really like to get people under 21.
I think that's the biggest thing, is location for any business. Where you're at is a big deal. Having just signage where people know, understand what you're doing, how can I get there? Location is huge. And then also having the extra capital to, hey, I got to go into this space. I got to create it to what I want. That's a huge deal. There's a lot of capital out there, not a lot of property that's going to suit what you're trying to go for. But we were very blessed to have this. And we know, I think coming back to the entrepreneur ideas, you got to make it, you know, you got to take it from here to fruition. And it takes risk. But I think all behind every good idea, there's going to be risk, but the risk always is overcome by the reward. It's so worth it. It's what the city needs. The city needs more ideas like this. And I think you just got to go for it. And I was very blessed to have a partner that was like, let's just do it. I mean, there's always a chance you're going to fail, but that's life.
Well, and again, I love the mentality of, you know, let's just get it done. And again, that's what we try to do to in economic development. We're just trying to get it done out there. And you talk about the risk. Is there risk in Williston? Absolutely. Is there risk everywhere else? Absolutely. Is there probably maybe a few more challenges in Williston to get things going? I would say that's a fair statement. But at the end of the day, I think what you'd find, again, with a lot of the small business developers and owners that have kind of got things going, the reward has been tremendous for them. And I have to say, you know, I'm going to jump back to location as well. Location is key. And the one thing about Williston will surprise you is that locations are popping up all over that. Initially, even as economic development, I might not have thought some area, this or that, was a good location. But this is a prime example. You look at what you've got outside now in this whole strip area, from an ice cream shop to a coffee shop to we've got a trampoline park across the street. You know, at the time, I think a lot of people have thought, well, that's not a very good location for anything. And all of these stores, all these retail entities are just killing it right now out here. So, and again, it's just showing how Williston is changing. It's growing. It's continuing to adapt and move into these different types of areas. You know, there's connections to Williston, but you guys are successful developers and entrepreneurs. You could put your money about anywhere you wanted to in the United States, and you see other opportunity. What's unique about Williston? Why are we putting the range here in Williston, North Dakota?
For me, it's easy. It's where I'm at. It's where I live. This is the greatest community that I know of. I mean, I've been blessed to travel a little bit, but Williston is home. It will always be home. It's a place that I want to build deep, deep roots for my family. I'm extremely proud of this city, and I appreciate what the city's already been doing, where they invest in us. You invest in them, they will invest in you. It's been awesome to see that people come out and have good evenings with spouses, significant others, and just their guys' night or girls' night. I just love the city. I love the community. I love what it has to offer. There is so much opportunity here. If you just take a risk, take a chance, the city's going to back you up. So I've been very blessed. This is where I want my money to stay. And that's what we're going to continue to do, is just invest here.
One of the main reasons that I wanted to do this in Williston is, one, I think Williston does need more things like this. But when I first told my wife I was coming here, she was like, no, that's not going to happen. We're never moving to North Dakota, period, much less Western North Dakota. And it took her a while to come around to it. And she came out and she really embraced it. And it has provided a significant opportunity for us. So we want to give back.
Okay, the biggest question that I'm getting in economic development right now with all the businesses across the board is the lack of workforce that is out there. And I think at some point, again, these numbers are very rough, but I'm hearing like our main industry, oil and gas, is short about 15,000 people. City of Williston, we're short. City of Williston businesses, we're probably short 5,000 to 6,000 people. What are you guys seeing about workforce? Is it hard to find employees here?
It's been very difficult, even in my line of work. Trying to find the labor force that you need to adequately get jobs done efficiently and with the quality that you want. But I think it's just one of those variables that you have, and you just have to figure out a way to overcome. I mean, life isn't easy, but it is extremely rewarding. So I think you just got to go all in. Like, you just do whatever you got to do to get the job done. It's what the city wants. It's what the city needs. So everybody's in the same boat. If you were a business owner, you are dealing with the same situation, so you just figure out a way to make it happen, because the reward definitely outweighs the risk.
So when we initially opened, we had a hard time finding staff. We are now trying to replace some staff because we have lost some people, and we are not getting the applications that I would like to see, both from a quantity and an experience level. The reality is this environment, you really need to have a higher class of staff to make sure your customers are being taken care of. And we're just not getting the applications that I would like to see.
So obviously workforce is a challenge. How did you overcome some of those challenges to find the staff out there to keep the doors open?
We did end up being pretty fortunate in finding a very solid manager. She came from Minnesota, and with her husband, and she's done a great job maintaining what we need to have done here. And then I was able to find some part-time work, bartenders that were looking for more hours and things like that, that did have some experience.
You know what's unique, though, is you talk about the city of Williston, and to show that Western North Dakota is still in growth mode. We're sitting here talking. You're coming from Wisconsin. You got your managers coming from Minnesota. You've got people coming from all over the place that are relocating here, on top of the people that were here, maybe moved away and came back, like Eli and myself. But again, that's really a testament that shows that the opportunity is still here. The city is still moving forward. And I think there's a very bright future for that city. If you were talking to new entrepreneurs that are out there that are thinking about starting their own business, what is the one piece of advice you would give them?
So I would say, make sure you have a very solid business plan and have more capital than you think that you needed.
I would honestly just say, like my wife says it all the time, I'm all or nothing. Life is so short and the American dream has never been more real, especially in an area like this. So if you're going to do it, just know there is going to be difficulties, but jump in with both feet, go for it. No one ever is going to remember the guy that failed a little bit. But if you fail huge, everyone's going to know it. They'll talk about you forever. You'll be a legend. But just go for it. Every successful businessman that's been out there has failed.
Right.
And that failure has promoted them to be extremely successful. So go all in. Life is way too short not to.
Well, and I love that. And I also, you know, I love the comment on, you know, you talk about business plan being, you know, having more capital than what you initially thought. And that can all start with the Small Business Development Center, working with Keith, as he'll put together business plans. It doesn't cost anything. It's free service. And what we're finding is, you know, it's one of the things, the partnership we built with Economic Development and the SBDC, is that our failure rates are probably less than 1% out there of programs that we work with. And it comes back to the SBDC, where they've put together the business plans and have helped prepare kind of that entrepreneur for what they're going to be facing when they get into. Because you're correct. It's not anything that anybody's doing out there. It's not open the doors and, you know, everything is just cheery and stuff. It takes a while to get the thing going. And again, that's where, you know, SBDC, Economic Development, can kind of help through that process to move things along. So, you know, one final question I got to ask, because I've heard the stories. And I've heard the stories of after hours, the doors are locked, and you two guys have been going head to head on these simulators. Who's got the edge? I got to know.
So like I said earlier, we play the entry-level course quite a bit. And so getting a hole-in-one is a fairly typical event, right? So Eli is definitely has more hole-in-ones than I do. So he's.
But you get me on the hunting. He'll get me on the shooting. I'll get him on the golfing.
Kind of like the Rocky Three, behind closed doors, you guys are going head-to-head.
And then he always beats me on the drinking. So he's 2 out of 3.
We're heavyweight title there. So
I will say I appreciate what the city has done for us. It's given us an open door opportunity to create something that we both truly enjoy along with our spouses. It's an honor to be a part of this, to say, hey, we've done something Williston. But again, this wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for Keith and for you, Sean, and just the city of Williston giving us an opportunity and a lot of wisdom behind the scenes on, hey, this is where you got to focus. And I think it was just those avenues of focus here, save here, spend a little more here. That's given us what we have right now. So again, to the city of Williston, so appreciative for what you guys did for us, because this wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for the different avenues that the city's given us.
Well, this is a tremendous quality of life addition to the city of Williston, something people have been asking for. So I want to thank you guys for taking the entrepreneurial leap to get it done. Jeremy Stachowiak, Eli Black, owners of The Range Indoor Golf Shooting Complex and Sports Bar. Again, guys, thank you, and we wish you many years of success.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of the Williston Works Podcast, brought to you by the City of Williston. Please like and subscribe for more interviews, and to learn more about Williston, North Dakota, visit cityofwilliston.com. And special thanks to The Range Sports Bar and Simulators for providing the location to record this episode. Visit therangend.com to learn more. We'll see you next time on the Williston Works Podcast.